mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption, crashing to the lies and disinformation. Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central, back from 9 to midnight. Wide open phones in the second hour. Any issue you want to discuss, callers are calling in, chiming in with great points, taking us in new and interesting, enlightening directions. Toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-253-3139. I want to get back into the FDA saying they're going to approve implantable brain control systems for your safety and happiness, of course. Chilling stuff. And just a ton of other weapons of mass destruction, fraud news, and a lot of key info. But right now, let's go back to the calls, as promised, and let's talk to Walt. Walt, where are you calling us from today?
Calling you from Michigan, Alex. How you doing today, brother?
Good, my friend.
I hope you don't mind the speakerphone. I have a friend of mine that hasn't heard of you before, and I'm trying to let him listen to the conversation so we can get a handle on you.
Great.
Oh, I hope you don't mind the background.
I really don't hear the radio in the background, but you can't do that. Go ahead, sir. What's on your mind, issue-wise? Dispense with the pleasantries.
Okie dokie. All right. PIT, Product Ingredient Technology in Boca Raton, Florida, 2 years prior to Desert Storm, was producing chemical and biological agents. About 240,000 pounds of them were sold to Saddam Hussein 2 years prior to Desert Storm with an intermediary by the name of Barbuti.
Yes.
Which was the intermediary between George Bush Sr., the old man, and Saddam Hussein.
Well, the White House ordered the Congress to approve CDC transfers of West Nile botulism, weaponized anthrax, and hundreds of classified goodies. I mean, the stuff they admit's bad enough to Saddam through the 1980s, right up until, get ready for this, right up until 1992. They were selling it to him even after the war through the government itself.
Right. And you have Peter Khawaja was the security specialist that put the security system in, the cyanide detection system in, PIT. You know, they cemented all the drains of the in that building. At PIT, that they vacated it, cemented
all. I'm not familiar with that, with the particular, some of the names you're mentioning, but I am familiar with the congressional reports, the, you know, Buffalo News, the New York Daily News, the congressman I've interviewed on this subject. I mean, our government did sell this stuff to, and give it to him in some cases, to their ally, Saddam, and then even continued transfers after the war when he supposedly wasn't our ally. Talk about treason.
Boca Raton, Florida has a high level of cyanide in their base water supply. And guess where it came from? It came right out of PIT. That's why they cemented all the drains, where they couldn't backtrack it and find the source. Because Khawaja was talking to Boca Raton, I guess, or some other folks down there that knew Khawaja, was confronting the city council to test for water tables because they were finding cyanide in the water.
Well, give me some information on that. Thanks for the call, Walt. And I was just joking when I said you can dispense with the pleasantries. It's just a line from a movie. I can't help it. Pat in Indiana. Pat, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Allie.
Welcome.
We sent for your video, Innocence Betrayed. It's not yours. It's from the Jews for Preservation of Firearms.
Yes.
It was very good, and I called them to see if we could put it on Access, and they said they didn't want to do it, and until it got circulated, but I can't.
Yeah, that's why I say you can only make copies and air my videos. You can't do that with the other videos I carry because they're not mine to do that. And the reason JPFO is doing that is they're trying to get a TV deal to air it on national television, and if the copyright's been given up, they can't do that.
Oh, I see. Well, we just wanted to put it on cable access so that people could see, so it could get circulated around that would help them.
And see, patriots are so honest that you guys won't do it unless you get authorization. That's why I always give authorization for my videos on air. Anything else?
No, that's all I wanted to ask you about.
Well, hold on. Stay there. I want to hear what you think of this video. Stay there. Great video.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Don't underestimate the urgency of the need to become self-sufficient. In our kit, we're sending you 25 pounds of organic red winter wheat, and that's nearly a year of high-potency wheatgrass juice. The book, Wheatgrass Nature's Finest Medicine, and our beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer. But most importantly, we are professional wheatgrass growers, and I am going to be your contact to walk you through the process of successfully growing your continuing self-supply of full-scale nutrition from pennies worth of grain. So call 1-877-MY-WHEAT or go to austinwheatgrass.com. Growing your own wheatgrass is not as easy as some would have you think, and we've learned this the hard way through 5 years of growing experience. And we're going to pass on to you our knowledge. Don't settle for anything less. Call me and get the real details. 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And as always, we thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The so-called left in America, at the top, are a bunch of cold, calculating criminals, control freaks. But the mass that makes up the left are a bunch of well-meaning, bleeding hearts. And they'll admit that the government's building camps and tyranny's upon us, but they think it's very important we turn all our guns into the government just because it hurts the children, when in reality, it, statistically, your child has, three times the chance of drowning that they do of dying from a gunshot wound. And then statistically, most of the time, it's because your child in the statistics is a 16-year-old gang member robbing some little old lady who blows them away. Yeah, they count people under 18 as children in the children statistics. Children under the age of 14, it's very low numbers. Above 10, it's almost non-existent. There are, 50-plus things, even in the World Almanac, last time I checked last year, ahead of gunshot wound being the cause of death for children. Again, but it's a subject we should talk more about, because every time they take the population's guns, mass murder is engaged in. Throughout history. I mean, it's simple. In Rome, slaves couldn't own a sword or a knife. On a plantation in Alabama in 1822, a black slave couldn't own a weapon, a gun, a knife. I mean, it's real simple, folks. The government's arming to the teeth, giving police machine guns and armored vehicles. Got new articles on that today. I mean, not just armored vehicles, but tanks now. But we should turn our guns in. But Pat, you say you saw Juice, the Preservation of Firearms Ownership's incredible video, Innocence Portrayed, produced with History Channel quality that we do offer on VHS and DVD. What did you think of it?
It was amazing, and I think more and more people need to see this because the people that gave up their guns wound up being slaves and dead. And that's why we really wanted to put it on cable access, because they do cooperate with us here. And but I know why, but I didn't at the point in time that I spoke with them.
A lot of people just ignored that, but I think it's good that you're following their wishes, because they are trying to get a TV deal for it. Why? Because I said, hey, can I tell listeners they can make put this on access? And he said, no, we're trying to get a TV deal.
Well, I have one other thing. Here on our local radio station, Troy Derengoski, you've been on his program before. He's been announcing your videos that we put on cable access for us.
Wonderful.
And he's been trying to help us with the Save the Patriot bill. Our mayor here, I thought she would work with this. She seemed like she would when I took everything down. But
yeah, the legislation that 400-plus cities in 4 states have passed, throwing out the Patriot Act.
Yes. And somehow her and the council didn't get along, so she said she couldn't help me. So we've taken it down to the Army-Navy store, and Troy Derengoski, he's been announcing it on radio for the people to go down there and sign it. So hopefully something good will come.
No, you got to keep pushing and saying, hey, you won't reaffirm our Bill of Rights. You'll allow citizens to be snatched for the suspicion of committing any misdemeanor and to be secretly executed. You're saying you won't say that's wrong and repudiate that? Good to hear from you. Keep it up there in Indiana. Tom in Maryland. Tom, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, this is Tom.
Yes, hello.
Hey, Alex, I could talk about 1,000 things. The first things I'd like to talk about is your films and how great I do believe they are, and about how everybody who's out there who doesn't have them should have them and make copies.
Well, I appreciate the plug from the 10 videos I produced. And, yes, the 10 films I've made, you're authorized to make as many copies. In fact, I ask you to, because that's where we have the power, is at the grassroots, and that's unstoppable. Plus, these are hardcore videos. I mean, these really expose the full horror of the New World Order.
Yes, and you talking about how hardcore they are and how much they do expose, I wanted to talk to you about a certain individual I know, my dad, who turned me on to your show 5 or 6 years ago before Clinton's term was over. He's a Korean War veteran, 35th Infantry Division, and many, many years ago, probably when I was a teenager, exposed me to the sham that is the one-party Republicrat system that we live under. And he taught me all kind of things about the government and its fraudulent ways and all. But now, despite all that, despite having seen your films, despite his hatred for the first George Bush and the first Gulf War, I knew in 2000 and 1999 when Governor Bush announced his run at candidacy that he was starting to turn back, and that is, he has completely turned around. He is back to being a neocon. He is a Republican. If you discuss the current race for president, this is the same guy that told me 1,000 times over there is no difference in the two political parties other than surface differences, and now he will argue till the...
Well, did you hear Dr. Nick Begich, who's a medical doctor, on with the patents, with the flicker and the frame rate with the news shows? It is literal brainwashing. But more than that, Bill Clinton was so bad, so corrupt, because in that phase, the New World Order was moving forward quickly. Now they're at warp speed past Clinton.
Right.
But see, your dad hated Clinton so much what he was doing to America, and rightfully so.
Yes.
That he saw Bush as the savior. Now he can't admit he's wrong.
That's right.
Now he's hooked back into the propaganda.
Yeah.
And they pulled a fast one on him.
Yeah.
And he just can't believe the horror.
Can't believe it.
Of what's happening. And listen, I have friends, people that I know are good folks, and they have totally flipped. They totally believe in implantable chips now. They totally believe in one world government, quote, to defeat the Muslims.
Mm-hmm.
When the globalists created the radical Muslims, you know, what we see as Al-Qaeda today. And I've had this friend tell me in the hall yesterday at the TV station, he said, yes, you should be arrested for what you say. I mean, they got him. I mean, they got him.
Yes,
that's what's scary about this.
Yes,
because I disagree with the government. I shouldn't be allowed to, because Michael Savage says that's sedition. He's listening to a fat, dirty beatnik from the 60s.
Right, and
the beatniks wanted to put us in re-education centers so bad it hurt. And they figured out how to act like they were conservative, and now they got the strongest, smartest people working for them, totally conned by them, and they got power, and they're dangerous.
Yes, and I had even been told by someone around a year ago, because I was pointing things out about the war, and this was, you know, a year ago when the war, our current war, was only a couple of months into its making, and I talked about the lack of weapons being found, and I talked about, you know, George Bush. This guy screamed at the top of his lungs that I was unpatriotic, and this is coming from somebody who never voted in his life, doesn't know that there's two senators from every state, doesn't know how many members there are in the House of Reps, but he identifies when the government goes to war, he identifies with the power structure, as you have said to me before in previous calls, that a lot of people will defend tyranny because they identify with the power structure.
Yeah, they think patriotism is worshiping whatever globalists is wrapped in the flag. And folks, you know, if I go up my yard where my dog's done his business, and I hate to use this analogy, but it's the only one I can do, and wrap it in an American flag, you don't have to bow down, you know, to the dog do because
right.
It's wrapped in the American flag.
Exactly.
And that's what we've done. Again, form over substance.
Yes.
Everything the neocons told the truth about Clinton, so they got our confidence. And then they pulled a fast one on us. But when I saw Bush go into tyranny, I even gave Bush the benefit of the doubt. Remember 3 years ago?
But you were always very skeptical.
I was always skeptical, and I said, the apple hadn't fallen far from the tree. His cabinet's all CFR. But
right.
I said, let's see what happens.
Let's see what happens.
And then when I see treason in America being dismantled, I expose it.
Right.
I was saying yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Right. I even heard on another program yesterday, I heard an actual broadcast of when the 9/11 incident happened, the fellow whose program follows you over here on the East, Jack Blood, he played the newscaster saying after plane number 2 had hit the tower, he said, and there are apparently bombs going off. Now, then, right after that was finished, my brother comes walking up, had heard Jack Blood say some unfavorable things about Ronald Reagan, and he reacted emotionally, and I told him, I said, it's a shame you didn't walk up here 3 minutes ago when you could have heard the actual reporter say that there was bombs going
on. Well, on top of it, we played the firefighters saying it, we've read the article,
exactly.
We have the owner of the World Trade Center saying they blew up Building 7,
exactly.
And that's not enough for these people. Thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you.
You bet, my friend, and you know, I guess your dad likes it that Bush is for open borders. I guess your dad likes it that he's going to sign the assault weapons ban in September if they get it to his desk. I guess he likes it that the government's doubled its growth rate. I guess he likes it that the Bill of Rights is on fire and almost gone. I guess he likes it that he signed on to UNESCO. I guess he likes it that the Supreme Court has ruled they're under UN control. Now, I guess he likes all of that. But again, don't confuse me with the facts. You see, I actually want to defend America, the Bill of Rights, our God-given liberties. I don't defend the Republican Party. I've given money to the Republican Party, folks. I went out and volunteered for them, put up yard signs in college. Okay? And you know, that's when I didn't see the entire spectrum, the big picture. You want big government? You want the Sovietization? You vote for the Republicans. You want the same thing? Vote for the Democrats. Well, what do we do then? You get involved locally. You vote for candidates on their voting records. You move for recalls against traitors, like the Governor Gray Davis. But then you don't put in somebody worse. Yes, actually worse. Remember they said Gray Davis was involved in the energy scam? Actually, he wasn't and fought against it. He was wrong on everything else. So they put Arnold in, who was actually intimately involved with Ken Lay and Michael Milken and the rest of them. In the energy scamming, quote, just to fight it. I mean, it just It's like hiring Joseph Goebbels to fight a low-level Nazi. We'll be right back.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever been told that communism has collapsed and no longer a threat to our national sovereignty? If so, why are communists overthrowing African and South and Central American governments to install a communist regime? If so, why has Cuba and China agreed with other communist countries to surround the United States in preparation for an attack to end capitalism? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your order for a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
My family is breathing easier, and now you can too. Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the Biozone Air Purifier. The Biozone Air Purifier is not a filter system. It works at the molecular level, finding the small bits of dust, allergens, and other particles in your air into clumps that are too heavy to float. They fall harmlessly to the floor to be literally swept away. Nothing escapes. The Biozone Air Purifier also kills virus and bacteria germs and totally removes odors. Out on the farm, we have several cats and two big dogs, so pet odors can be a concern. But like the odors from anything else, simply gone. Smoke? My wife and I don't, but several of our friends do. Our Biozone air purifier clears out that smoke literally within minutes. I use it myself, and I'm telling you, your Biozone air purifier will improve the air in your home. It even comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee and free shipping. Call toll-free 888-88-MY-AIR today. That's 1-888-88-MY-AIR. Or visit www.purifymyair.com. That's purifymyair.com. Order yours today, and you'll get a bathroom ionizer, a $40 value, free. Get your Biozone air purifier today, and you'll be breathing easier, too.
Continuing with your phone calls, four or five more that I'm going to plunge into news and back into calls continually through the rest of this global transmission against tyranny. A lot of great calls. Let's go ahead and take another call from Wesley in Tennessee. Wesley, you're on the air.
God bless you, your family, and the rest of the staff down there station.
Well, yours too, my friend. What's on your mind?
Just a heads up before I make a comment about China and Iran. There's a movie out right now that's on the Action Channel on cable TV called ATF. And I swear, I mean, this thing is... I've seen propaganda films from World War II when we were fighting the Nazis and the Japanese. But this film absolutely just takes the cake. If you can last more than 10 minutes through it, Alex, you're a better man than I am. All right, now getting down...
Well, I mean, give us some examples of it. Gun owners are evil. They confiscate our guns because they're good.
Oh, they show an opening scene at Waco. And this heroic girl ATF agent running out into the field of battle to try to grab one of her wounded comrades, and then putting up her hands and waving at the guys up in the Branch Davidian Tower, begging them to stop shooting. And it starts downhill. And then
do the Davidians stop shooting?
No, of course
because
not.
Because publicly, they pulled up, opened fire on the Davidians, killed a bunch of them. Davidians shot back. And as soon as they put their hands up, the Davidians quit shooting. There's the BATF's own video of them all backing up with their hands up. You mean in that show they say, I know in the made-for-TV show about Waco that was released even before the 51-day standoff ended, it was released the week that they torched it. By the way, the director 2 years later came and cried and said it was all lies, and he apologized to the surviving Davidians. They showed the BATF trying to save the dogs, when in truth they shot the Huskies, the Malamutes that were in a pen, and held up the dead puppies to the Davidians.
Absolutely.
So wait a minute. You're telling me it shows them raising their hands and the Davidians keep shooting?
Yeah.
Come on! And you know what? Most people get their news from that.
Supposedly, the round that killed the ATF agent was from a 50-caliber rifle, according to the movie.
And, of course, no one's ever committed a crime one crime with a 50 cal in this country's history. No 50 cals were used. There were two of them in there disassembled. So now, see, we got to ban 50 cals because they shoot BATF with them.
Well, the second scene shows the same ATF agent heroically saving this baby in a high chair with a pipe bomb strapped to the back of the high chair.
And it's an evil militia person strapping pipe bombs to babies, right?
I didn't get to that part. I just I had to turn the channel. I mean, it was
well. That's the
too
type
much.
Of thing that these constitutionalists do. They're always out there strapping pipe bombs to babies.
Sure, absolutely.
Of course, in reality, it's the BATF with the feds, with the FBI and Delta Force burning down a building full of children. But you know, so what? We'll just put a movie out and lie about it.
Absolutely. Listen, I wanted to make a comment about the situation in the Middle East right now. If we're committing as much of a percentage of our Navy to the Persian Gulf right now as we are, I'm tempted to take a guess that may sound like this is from left field, but I think that we made a trade with the Chinese. With that much of our naval force committed to the Persian Gulf.
Well, no, they've always said they'll go into a war in the Middle East and then let the Chinese move on Taiwan. Thanks for the call, Wesley. Yeah, any of this could happen. Let's go ahead and talk to Ken in New York. Ken, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. I'd like to continue on the theme that you had with the gentleman from Maryland about how, I think he said his dad was all against the first Bush presidency, and now he's enamored with this Bush presidency. And you cited at the end of yesterday's monologue about how Lord Bush and Mrs. Lord Bush welcomed the Clintons to the White House with open arms.
And had fawning, worshipful words, and a few months ago it was Bush Sr. worshipping Ted Kennedy.
And that leads me, did the Bush Foundation, about a year ago, give an award to Edward Kennedy?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
That's what you meant, okay, that's what I figured. Well, so now the front page of yesterday's New York Post was Lovin'. That was the title, LOVE-IN.
Lovin'.
And it went on to describe in the article how Mr. Bush had all these great, great things to say about the Clinton presidency, and he even looked at Chelsea Clinton and said, "You have a great father."
George Bush Sr. didn't really bash Clinton, but Bush Jr. actually blocked the Senate and congressional investigation of Clinton when he got in office.
Wait, but what?
Dan Burton's congressional committee going after Bill Clinton?
Right.
That was blocked by George W. Bush.
And just like the Justice Department...
Well, stay there. I'll let you finish up when we get back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
All right, Ken in New York, recap what you were saying and continue.
Thanks, Alex. You got great filler music on this show. This is one reason why this show is the best talk show out there.
Okay.
Do you pick the filler music?
Yeah, I mean, a couple years ago I sent them hundreds of songs. They put about 40 or 50 in there. There's a bunch of other cool ones we should put in, but go ahead.
Okay. Judicial Watch even filed a Freedom of Information Act request over the documents relating to the Clinton pardons right before he left office.
And yes.
The Bush Justice Department is stonewalled from day one.
And they actually aggressively went after Dan Burton and said, you stop it, and then also told the Senate not to do it. Bill Clinton could be behind bars, but see, Bill Clinton was just an agent with the Bushes with all that cocaine dealing in MENA, and that's documented. I mean, I've had the CIA officers who've gone public on this show, like Terry Reid and others, who lives in Kansas City. We should get him back on the show, where we've got an affiliate. And, you know, he was there at MENA with all the cocaine being shipped in and out, and the Bushes ran that with Oliver North. So, of course, they're going to protect Bill Clinton.
You think that's the main reason why for the buddy-buddy relationship between the Bushes and the Clintons? What happened?
Yes, and then the neocons out there, like Dick Morris, who is a Republican, folks, who ran things for Clinton, gets on TV and talks like this and goes, well, I'll tell you why. Clinton actually wants Bush to be one. And Clinton wanted Bush to win in 2000 because he doesn't want any competition. He wants to get in later. No, that's not what it is. It's because they work for the CIA. And now it's like Bush and Kerry are cousins and members of the same secret organization. It's all I know is the outcome will be a staged event.
You know, that's a good observation, because in 2000, Gore really had nothing to do with Clinton throughout the whole campaign.
Clinton actually a few times, remember, talked bad about Gore. Remember that?
So here's my question. Now, I don't know how it is in Texas. I've never been to Texas. I'd like to go there one day. I have some great musicians down there. I love country music. But with this story yesterday, or it was 2 days, yeah, yesterday, about Bush saying all these great things about Clinton, and at the Reagan funeral, I think he said nicer things about Clinton than he did about Ronald Reagan. Are the people in Texas still enamored with Mr. Bush, even after
Bush
what
can,
he did at
Bush,
the White House?
Bush can double the growth in government, grab guns, destroy America. They love it because they feel like they're part of it. They feel like they're in his bosom. He's like their big daddy, their big brother. Just like Democrats wouldn't wake up to Bill Clinton's evil because they associated their power with him. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet.
Bye.
Yeah, I do have that New York Post article, by the way, here in the stack. It's one of those New York papers, and it says loving, and it goes into all the worshiping. Let me dig that out of Herr Clinton and his horrible wife and his demonic child, his bug-eyed frog-like. I shouldn't be mean. The point is that it's one thing if he wants to say how great he is. It's another thing to actually protect him from his crimes. But see, many of those crimes are George Bush's crimes as well. You don't have a Don hurting a captain. Okay, a couple more calls, and I'm going straight to a ton of news. Let's go ahead and talk to Ken. Well, actually, Mike in Illinois is up next, then Ken in California. Mike in Illinois, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Welcome, good.
Hey, listen, Alex, I want to ask you, I was out of town for a few days, and I didn't know if you heard, you saw the 60 Minutes piece. Sonny, have you done talking about the Skull and Bones issue they had on there?
I didn't see it and didn't hear about it and don't watch a lot of TV.
Okay, well, I don't either, Alex, but on CBS Radio in Chicago, they actually have it on the radio. You can listen to 60 Minutes on the radio. And my question, Alex, is they were talking about Skull and Bones and the mass media was whitewashing the whole thing. And it's so...
Yeah, Alexander Robbins, who's also a member of a Yale Secret Society, Scroll and Key, is off whitewashing it in Vanity Fair this month.
Right. They said that Prescott Bush is something about an Indian skull or something, how it all started. And basically, it's just a bunch of garbage, Alex. And they basically whitewashed it. And they said, oh, there's no harm in it. You know, yeah, and Senator Kerry is a member of the Skull and Bones. But it's a harmless society.
Yeah, we just have the two presidential candidates who are cousins on what both sides of their families, who are members of the same secret society, 2 years apart, found in 1932 out of Germany, admittedly by the, quote, Illuminati, that's MSNBC, and they swear an oath to it above all other things, and it's called the Order of Death, and they grave rob, and you know, Native Americans want their skulls and bones. They have Pancho Villa's skull. I mean, it's a sick joke. They eat off Hitler's silverware. They supported the Nazis. Prescott Bush got most of the Nazi money up until 1952, and so 60 Minutes told us it's all okay.
Well, they basically what it is, Alex, is you're doing a great job getting information out there. But what's happening, it's like Stephen Quayle said last night on Coast to Coast. He says it's regurgitated vomit. The mass media's regurgitated news is vomit, and he says they'll do anything to cover up. You know, they work for the New World Order, and they the news they report isn't the true news, Alex. You know that. I know that. But the bottom line is, you know, if stuff does leak out like it is through you and through the Internet and through other sources of information, the mass media is going to whitewash it and downplay it. And they're going to act like it's harmless. And that's what they had to do, because now you got the Fahrenheit 9/11 movie. You know, there's articles in local paper about that, kind of whitewashing that movie, saying how it's all speculation and there's no truth to it and it's all exaggerated. But we know it's the truth, Alex. Alex, I started listening to you.
And then when they go see Fahrenheit 9/11, it's watered down, so they even discredit the watered-down truth. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, and I started listening to you a year before 9/11 happened, Alex, and you were predicting, you said all the stuff about the New World Order. You said what happened. You had talked about 1993 attack on the World Trade Center. You did not predict an attack on 9/11, but you talked about how they tried to bring the buildings down, and this was all... you had your information. You had all your cards in line, and Alex, I just want to commend you on the great job you
did. Wait a minute. Now, if you were listening, you know, months before 9/11, I specifically said they'll probably use a Bin Laden patsy. They'll probably go after the World Trade Center again because they did it in 93. The FBI cooked the bomb, trained the driver. And I said it on television and gave out the White House phone number and said, call Bush, tell him don't do it. Have you not seen Masters of Terror?
No, no, I'm not saying that you didn't say it wasn't going to happen. What I'm saying is you did not predict the exact date. I'm saying you didn't, you know, I'm not saying that you had all the information, but what I'm saying, Alex, is that you're not a fortune teller. We knew through you and through other sorts of information that something big was going to happen. My point is, though, you're not a fortune teller. You give the information, and it's up to the American people to decide if they want to accept it.
But never before, at that point, 7 years on air, had I said, call the White House and tell them don't carry out the terror attack.
Right. No,
I mean, that's how much information even I had, you know, a radio talk show host out of Austin, Texas. And it's
right.
Not like I make pronouncements and warnings every day. I had never done it. I have never done it since where I said, I know they're going to do it. They're
right.
Probably going to attack the World Trade Center. They're probably going to blame it on their asset, Bin Laden. Because
right.
I had so many pieces of info, and I was reading what the CFR was saying, I was able to put all that together. You know, it's like a cop who's been following serial killers for many years, and, you know, is right on the serial killer's tail, and the cops go and stake out the park where he likes to kill people because they think he's about to do it again, and then there he is trying it, and they finally bust him. I was there. I had the pieces. I knew what these killers were going to do. I could tell by their activities, by their behavior, and I was right, and I wish people would have listened to me.
I know, Alex. It's a darn shame. And, you know, one thing real quick, Stephen Quayle was on last night for 1 hour in the beginning with George Norrie for Coast to Coast.
Yes.
And he said, he reported, Alex, and I'm sure you're aware of this, about how there's Iranian soldiers, and there's a lot of news about this, that there's scores of pockets of these Iranian troops, and he says it's going to be a matter of time before involvement with Iran is going to be right around the corner. Do you agree with that, Alex?
Thanks for the call. Let me answer that question. I like Steve, okay? Steve gets a lot of his news out of these, you know, Middle East, intelligence reports and things. And some of it's accurate. Some of it I don't think, the Iranians are denying that they're massing troops on the border. They deny that they are sending in their agents into Iraq, which I don't totally believe. I mean, obviously they want to try to have a hand in the puppet government. But Iran has said, there's no way we want to attack you and get you to attack us. You think we're stupid? And I've seen these reports before, and I don't put a lot of stock in it, personally. You know, we hear all these reports of the Arabs are about to strike us, Al-Qaeda's about to hit America, the Iranians are about to hit us, and then the globalists hit us, and they've got their terror task forces lined up right on time, and, oh, we got to have the national draft, oh, you know, we've got to just shut up about 9/11, you know, now we're dealing with, you know, whatever the new date is, when they nuked Chicago, or when they nuked Dallas, or when they nuked Denver, or when they nuked Cleveland, you know, and then all this other information will be forgotten, and it'll be back to 94% approval ratings and government worship, and now all the troops they deployed in the cities can start coming out and being our leaders and setting up our neighborhood watch tattletale squads, and I'm going to take the national ID card, I'm going to volunteer to fight the enemy, you know, in Eurasia. For Big Brother, for BB. So that's what I see happening, and I do see it happening. I'm about 80% where I was in July of 2001 when I got up on the air for the first time and did it for 2 months right up to September 11th and said they're going to carry out terror attacks. Here's what they're going to do. Here's details. I'm almost 80% sure now. That is 80% to getting to the point where I was 100%. And I haven't been 80% since 9/11 of something big. Now I'm 80%. The Fahrenheit is rising. The mercury is rising. And you can just see them making their preparations, gaslighting, preparing the minds out there, preparing the ground mentally for this. And you know, heaven help us. Last call for this hour. Then I'm going to cover news, and we'll come back and take more calls in the third hour. Ken in California. Ken, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Ken. The illegal alien situation is absolutely out of control. I have a friend from Salt Lake City, Utah. He was visiting me and his relatives here in California. And we talked yesterday about this. that 8%, in other words, 1 out of 12 people in Salt Lake City, Utah, is an illegal alien from Mexico. Those are the latest statistics. And every day it's getting worse. His son can't even find a job, a 22-year-old man with college education. He has to be a telemarketer. These illegal aliens they're destroying the country. And I'm not exaggerating.
Well, let's explain this. And I've got some news on this today.
Okay.
I'm not against somebody from Latin America or Russia or China. If when they came here, you didn't have the government, Republicans and Democrats, trying to get them on welfare, trying to get them to not assimilate, trying to balkanize the country, kind of like a French separatist Montreal movement, but down in Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, California. And the census said 14 million illegals. Well, how many illegals do you think come out to the front steps and tell the census taker how many people are there? The real numbers conservatively are over 30 million just from Latin America. And the globalist plan, why our government's doing this, why citizens have to biometrically scan for ID cards and passports, but illegals from Latin America, and this has been in the news 3 months ago, have been given a waiver by Bush because the globalist white papers, the IMF and World Bank have said, they want to get rid of the middle class. They want to balkanize the country. They want to drive wages down to subsistence level because that brings control. It's about keeping people in the lower class, not letting them get into the middle class, and it's simultaneously reducing the middle class. And because and with a tiny elite above us, it's called serfdom, feudalism, slavery. And if we argue it according to those points, the real points, we can wake up even the left wing. Even the left wing is now at the grassroots waking up to this because let's say you're a white truck driver, a Hispanic truck driver, a polka-dotted truck driver. You get 30-something cents a mile driving your truck. An illegal from Mexico gets 5 to 8 cents.
That's right.
Some cases 3 cents. I mean, we can't compete. You go, they just work harder.
Yeah.
Folks, they'll live 5 people, 10 people to an apartment, subsistence, send the money back. We're all in the system paying taxes, the regulations, the insurance. We cannot survive on this. And look, how many can come? There's 6 billion people wanting to come here. Are we going to have them all here?
You're right. But they've got to be deported. How do we get them out of this country?
Well, if they had freedom in Mexico, they wouldn't even be here in this mass. And we can have, a sustainable level of immigrants coming to this country that's an integral part of America. But right now it's the equivalent of...
You've been invaded.
Well, it's like drinking a half gallon of water in an hour is good for you, but drinking 10 gallons will kill you.
That's right.
And, it's not a bad thing unless there's too much of it. It's like, well, aspirin's a good thing unless you eat 10 bottles of it. Kill you.
I'm more radical than you are on this position. I want to stop all immigration. I want a moratorium for 10 years.
Well, I think because of the 30 million just from Latin America, we need to do that. A quarter million a year was seen as a steep immigration level, in the tens and the 20s and the 30s.
Do you think it's possible?
Instead, we've got, 3, 4 million a year.
Do you think it's possible to deport these people? Or is it too late?
If they economically don't just once a year bust two or three literally businesses for it and everybody else knows it's safe, if they start punishing employers...
Mm-hmm.
If they start doing that, it will end overnight. If they stop handing out welfare to the illegals, then it'll happen. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, the illegals will just go back home. This country's gotten so bad, I'm tempted to move to Mexico. At least it's an old-fashioned tyranny. Of course, I can't buy land in Mexico. Did you know that? Only if you're a citizen. And it's very nationalistic down there. But see... And that's fine. That's their country. But see, that only goes one way. You ought to see the Guatemalans try to sneak into Mexico. They literally put them in concentration camps. But I'm not even saying that's a bad thing. I mean, but that's okay when they do it. But it's super bad when, So, again, here's the analogy. 250,000 Latin Americans a year is a good thing. We need new blood, fresh ideas and influx, especially because old America, whether they're black or white, aren't having children. And even for blacks are in a negative population dive, dying populations. But one aspirin's one thing. I mean, this is the equivalent of 10 bottles a year, instead of one pill, to use the analogy, it's 10 bottles of pills at one time. Okay, enough of the analogies. I'm going to come back and blitz through the brain implant news. It's mainstream. And some Iraq neocon lies in the next segment. But briefly here in the minute and a half I've got left before we end this this segment, please visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order my documentary films via our Secure Safe shopping cart. I made 10 films, written a book, published a book, so many titles, so much information, the elite occult activities, the police state, the FEMA camps, 9/11. I mean, these are amazing films. My new film is Matrix of Evil, one before that, Police State, Three Total Enslavement. I mean, you want the big pictures. These are the videos to get. They're all over 2 hours, $25.95 a piece, $20 when you order three or more. That's an $18 discount on the three-tape special, $24 discount on the four-tape special. You can call toll-free to order 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Again, my friends, get the videos, make copies, get them out to people. We'll be back with the news and more calls. Stay with us. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns on the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down.
Now, I'll tell you what's irritating about it.
And it burned.
The immigration situation is that a lot of these groups, the Russians, the Chinese, the Mexicans, they don't want to be assimilated. They don't want to be part of America, keep their culture, but say this is America. I mean, right here in Central Texas, there's one radio station called The Invasion, and the other is called The Race. And why is that acceptable? in every other, you know, ethnic group, but WASP, you know, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, you know, males. But again, this is fostered by the big think tanks, by the big money, by the social engineers. They just want us all fighting with each other. So let's not go along with it. Let's be friends in liberty. Let's come together regardless of what color we are, and that neutralizes this. But we can't assimilate and educate and turn 30 million people overnight into Americans, even if they wanted to. Instead, the government's going in the opposite direction, trying to balkanize, and it's a very serious situation. I mean, can 6 billion people come to America? I mean, where does it end? I mean, is there ever an end to immigration? Is there ever an end to just wide open? It's a very serious issue, and I'm glad you brought it up. Okay. Tell you what, I already got into this brain implant in the first hour, and I will detail that in the next hour because we're running out of time here. So stay with us for that. Panelocase implant to fight depression. See, we're going to make you feel better. You'll soon be one of us. But I wanted to get into this. World Tribune is run by a Washington Times reporter, editor, and it does put out a lot of disinfo. And they have this headline that Saddam shipped out weapons of mass destruction before, war, and after. And then it says that it's scrap metal tagged by the UN, torn up munitions, torn up rocket pieces. And it was publicly shipped out, and they were allowed to. But then that was heralded as weapons of mass destruction being found. And again, they've done this over and over and over again. World Tribune, neocon-run pro-war party mouthpiece, ran the misleading headline on Friday, UN inspectors, Saddam shipped out weapons of mass destruction before, war, and after. The weapons of mass destruction heralded by the headline can be defined by the detail in the actual article. The UN acting executive chairman, Dimitrios Perkosis, told the council on June 9th that the only controls at the borders are for the weight and the scrap metal and to check whether there were any explosive or radioactive materials within the scrap. And there weren't, Middle East Newswire reported. Perkosis also reported that in inspectors found Iraq weapons of mass destruction and missile components shipped abroad that still contained UN inspection tags, which they told them, scrap it and get it out of here. Some of the weapons of mass destruction alluded to the screaming headline were actual scrap metal and materials which had already been tagged and categorized by the UN. Despite this, Rush Limbaugh and other neocon talk show hosts seized upon the headline and used it to desperately support their dwindling arguments about weapons of mass destruction. On his website, transcript from the radio show, Limbaugh comments, there's a newspaper out there called World Tribune. He went on to say, I think it's from England, but no, it's from the U.S. I saw it on their website, and they make no bones about the fact that there's a story over the weekend. The weapons of mass destruction are routinely being found, evidence of them. And then again, reminds us of the myths that continue to be promulgated on similar talk shows that Iraq had mobile weapons trucks and mass graves were found. We have links to that being a fraud. In actual fact, the mobile weapons trucks turned out to be for pumping up hydrogen balloons and were provided by the British. The mass graves were actually an exchange program of bodies between Iran and Iraq dating back to the war. Despite this, misleading headlines told us that the bones were evidence of Saddam's killing rooms and victims of torture. In another instance, so-called poison factories turned out to be nothing more than bakeries. We have links to that. And I want to get into more of this and read more of what Limbaugh said. I have it off his own website here. I mean, he knows what he's doing. And so does World Tribune. Just incredible. All right, stay with us. Third hour, your calls coming in straight ahead. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., full color photographs, 550 high resolution full color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888 888- 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.